supplies last. See store for details. Valid through April 12th.
For the record, I am not responsible for anything that you're about to hear for the next 3 hours.
I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Is this heaven?
You're from freaking Iowa.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
And we are off and running. Glad to have you on board with us. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn. Jeff Downing, our associate producer on the other side of the glass. And boy, do we have a funny story to get started with for you today involving my new co-host. If you are wondering what's going on, maybe you've been out of town for the last couple weeks, I guess we'll begin by filling you in while everybody else already knows what's happening. But the APC is no more, and at least for the next couple days, until someone in the building comes to their senses, you're going to get this program every day, Monday through Friday, from 4 until 7. I am very excited about this. I have been looking forward to this for a very long time, and all I could think of there as we went live moments ago was as a child when I watched the debut of the Conan O'Brien show on NBC. Did you ever watch Conan when he was on NBC? I know he's on TBS now.
I watched him when he was on NBC. I was probably 13 or 14.
Which,
but
legally, we cannot call this show TBS. That's what people are referring to
it, yes,
in the building. And they said, we should call the show TBS. Nice and very funny. Anyway, Conan, when he made his debut replacing David Letterman in the late slot on NBC, I remember it to this day. I would have been somewhere north of 12, 13 years old, maybe. Conan came out onto the stage, and he had this deer in the headlights look, and then he ran off the stage as if he didn't want to do it and got scared and ran away, and that's all I could think of. I was channeling my inner Conan here moments ago, and look, if this thing is real and it's happening, and I'm not going to apologize to anybody for what you're going to sit through here for the next 3 hours and moving forward into the future. But we've got a great show for you. You, the listener, are very much a part of this new show that we've got. It's not really a new show. It's going to be very similar to the last two programs that have aired in this time slot, both of which I've been a part of. I'm starting to see, I'm connecting the dots here on changes and changes, and one thing has remained the same here. And then we'll go through this again, I'm sure, when there will be another change down the road. But that's neither here nor there. I wanted to get that out of the way really quick because, as we discussed over the last 2 weeks on the APC, you always have somebody that's tuning into the radio for the first time in a long time, and they wonder what's going on. And so we'll fill people in there, but that's it. We're not going to update every day moving forward for the next 2 weeks like we did for the previous week and a half, letting people know what was coming down the line. This is what you've got moving forward, and this is what you've got to look forward to today. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is going to join the program to talk with Alex at 5 o'clock because Rob is not on speaking terms with me because last week on the APC, we had an all-time guest draft, regular guest, recurring guest draft. And Rob went undrafted, much to your chagrin, Alex, because you had Rob at the top of your Hawkeye board.
Yeah, on my big on Mel Kuhn's
big board. Mel Kuhn's big board, and I'm glad you brought up the last name Kuhn, because we're going to get to that in just a second. But you had Rob at the top of your board. Tyler and I did not draft him, and it led to a little bit of a falling out with Rob.
You said it before the draft. You said that there were going to be hearts broken.
And egos bruised.
Egos bruised, relationships strained. I think Rob Howe was the obvious fallout of that draft. And I think he told me that he was not going to talk to you when I booked him last week to come on the show on Monday. I think he might change his mind. That's just a guess, though.
6960 on the text line. This is the real show name. It is. And we've got Joel and Muscatine on the text line wondering if we'll have such classic Conan characters as Pimp Bot. Did you ever see Pimp Bot?
I did not.
Back in the day. Pimp Bot was classic. 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We have yet to send the sponsors running for the hills, but it's only day one and we're only about 10 minutes down the road here. The open to the program is a little bit of a point of contention today because as we're putting things together and we send things off to the voice guy that turns things around and you want me to say what? We want you to say this and we're going to pay you to say it and then you send it to us. So I sent a bunch of stuff that we'll be working into the show in the weeks to come. But the most important thing is probably what you want him to say on the intro to the program. And so I sent it off, and I didn't think for a million years that there were going to be any issues with this. And I procrastinated a bit, as I tend to do. It's a personality flaw of mine. And I'm sitting in the production studio today, and I'm getting the open to the show ready, and I thought, okay, let's pull up the audio and see what Jack sent us. And I'm listening, and the color just drained out of my face. I would have looked like a ghost if anybody would have been there and with me. Honest to God. And I should have brought the raw audio in here and played it straight so that everybody could hear this. But on every single read, and if you're not familiar with what a voice guy does, you send him stuff, and he'll give you three or four reads, and then you choose which one you like, and you move forward with it. So on every single read and every reference to Alex, this is what we got from the voice guy. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. With Alex Kuhn. With Alex Kuhn. Over and over and over.
You know, I would have been okay with that being on the intro for a couple of days.
Except for the fact that he knows your name because he's said it before.
He
and
has.
That's why I didn't think that there would be an issue.
Well, that's the first thing that I thought of. If you listen to high school football or basketball on KGYM, the same voice guy says my name correctly over and over again, whether it's for basketball, whether it's for football, whether it is for our tailgate tours. He says it correctly many times, and then you give him the read again, and no, I am not related to Bowie Kuhn.
2655 is illustrating the tightrope that I must walk here with the listeners, because there's a little bit of an age gap between some of the people who listen to the program, some of the people who host the program, and others out there. 2655, I believe it was Jay Leno and not David Letterman. Long before Jay Leno ruined Conan O'Brien's life by stabbing him in the back and wrestling The Tonight Show away from him, Conan O'Brien had another TV show that came on after Jay Leno.
So what TV show is he on now? Is this his third stint, fourth?
This is, for Conan, number three.
Okay, number three.
There was his show after Jay Leno. Then he hosted The Tonight Show, and then Jay Leno stabbed him in the back, like the snake that he is. I'm sorry, I'm Team Letterman. I always have been. And now Conan is on TBS, where a handful of people watch him nightly, which is a real shame, because I think he's a funny guy. Anyway, there you go. Conan, a lot of the listeners are of the age that they only know Conan O'Brien from The Tonight Show, which he was the host of for a very short period of time, and that makes me feel very old and already antiquated, and we're 15 minutes into the program.
Knowing that I was going to have to take over for Tyler Ryder, honest to God, I went and got Hulu, and I started touching up on my Seinfeld and my Cheers. This is a true story. Is there anything else that I need to touch up on?
Your resume, probably. You hitched your wagon to the wrong person at this point. Jeff Downing can tell you that. As a matter of fact, I just saw a member of management outside the window, but he was giving me the thumbs up on the Emil's Hideaway poll question. I thought they were quick to pull the plug. Here we go. We're going to talk a little bit about the Masters today, obviously, because this is first and foremost a sports program. Although, if you've listened in the past, you know that I have a tendency to sometimes meander off of the beaten path. And this is a sports program, and we have people who listen to the station who want to hear sports and nothing but sports. But one of the things that you'll hear in promoting this show moving forward is that this is a show about sports, and it's a show about stuff, and it's occasionally a show about stuff that has to do with sports. It's going to be a little wider ranging. We're going to cast a slightly larger net than we have for the last 4 years. And I want to be up front and out there with that. If there's a story that's going on that I think is of interest to people here locally in Eastern Iowa, and it interests me, then we're going to talk about it. So when they're talking about resurrecting the casino deal for the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, God knows how many times, that's something that we're going to talk about here on the program. When they're trying to make everybody put sidewalks in this city, and I think people may be interested in that, and there's a lull going on, and the only thing we could talk about would be the NBA or something, I'm going to talk about that. By the way, Russell Westbrook, amazing over the weekend.
He is amazing. We'll get into this a little bit later. I'm not sure he's the MVP. That'll be another discussion for another day.
Are you leaning toward James Harden there, or are you going completely in a different direction?
I'm going James Harden because I think that the Oklahoma City Thunder are intentionally inflating Russell Westbrook's stats. And you see the rebounds that he gets off of free throws where everybody boxes out so he can get the rebound. I'm not going to say that he is not a great player, but his team, whenever they play the Warriors, they've gotten blown out by 34 times this season. Call me old-fashioned. I think the object of the game is to win, and without James Harden on that Houston Rockets team, I'm not sure they're a playoff team, but you're looking at a team that's a top three seed in the West.
So there, that's way more NBA than I was ever expecting to talk on this program. Right there. For the NBA fans out there, we've got Alex along with us. And this is, by the way, National Sibling Day.
It is.
And I was trying to come up with a way that we could incorporate your brother, who plays football at the University of Memphis, onto the show. If he were a quarterback or a running back somewhere where there are easily highlights to cull, we could have had a greatest hits package, but you don't hear the offensive lineman called out on TV all that often except for holding penalties and whatnot, so I didn't go down that road. But would you like to say anything in honor of National Siblings Day? Because, and I cede this to you, I'm an only child. So to me, National Sibling Day, doesn't do anything for me. But I've seen people blowing up my timelines with pictures of their brothers and their sisters and all of that good stuff, and I'm just going about my life like it's a regular old Monday.
I'm glad you brought that up, because earlier today, on the social media Instagram, I posted a picture on Instagram, posted it on Facebook as well, picture of my brothers. And the caption was, "It's always fun to make a fake holiday as an excuse to post a picture," because that's pretty much what these holidays are, whether it's Transformation Tuesday or Woman Crush Wednesday or whatever the case is, Throwback Thursday. It's an excuse to post a picture on social networking sites. So that was the caption. I'm moving on like this is a regular day. My brothers are my best friends, but I don't need a day for me to express that. I can do that any other day.
I'm seeing Cajun Troy on the text line says, "I don't like 50% of my siblings." That's unfortunate.
That's not good.
That's not good at all. By the way, thank you very much. Cajun Troy joined us at the Coach's Corner last Friday for the final APC. We had Stumpy, John from Tiffin was there. Sonny.
Sonny from Iowa City.
We finally got to meet Sonny, which was awesome. And we had some other people, including 3530, who often texts the program, who brought us the news of Jay Cronley's demise, which really set the tone for Friday's APC. Right out of the gate, we found out that Jay was dead, and we had been laughing about not being able to get in touch with him over the last several months. Although it should be pointed out that when we were lamenting that we couldn't get him on the program, he was very much alive.
He was alive.
I don't want to be accused of laughing and dancing on somebody's grave. Although Jay seems like the type of guy who maybe he wouldn't have minded that.
Did we get a ruling on whether you get a compensation pick in the listener draft?
Well, I said I would take Rob Howe with it, and maybe we can kiss and make up at 5 o'clock when he joins us. It's 21 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. If you're still with us when we return, and I very much hope that you are, we're going to do our best to pay tribute to someone who has graced us here on the airwaves in Eastern Iowa. He's signed off after 40-plus years as the voice of the Los Angeles Kings. We have a very moving tribute to the one and only Bob Miller, plus your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Hi, I'm Amelia, and at my age of 14, I just don't want to be tied down with any long-term commitments. If computers at your business break, call Network Computer Solutions, and they'll fix the problem quickly and just charge you for the work they do. No contracts are needed that tie you down. You've got plenty of time to worry about commitments later. We have our whole lives ahead of us.
Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company and the family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for electrical and mechanical maintenance technicians right now. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
Five times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners, or a Sunday with five times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You, the woman in the SUV pulling into the yoga studio. You got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Why just explore your inner self when Firestone Destination LE2 is built for 60,000 miles of truck stuff? So get out as far as you can. Drive down to the Amazon, tool around the muck. Bring back a previously undiscovered type of mud mask. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
If your business has neon signs, he's guaranteed to open his wallet.
Honey, when the sign says open, you come on in.
Oh, no. We got some house cleaning to do if that stuff is going to take place. Was that on purpose? Was that just stuck in there?
That was stuck in there. That was not on purpose, but okay. At least it was a Todd Bromwell camp liner.
It was one. Look, in this first week, I wish I could say that we're going to hit the ground and we're perfect right out of the gate, but there's some things that I'm going to gradually incorporate into the program, and one of those is how we come back out of break, and I hope that you'll enjoy that. But in the meantime, we're just going to have to go cold for the most part. We have the tribute to Bob Miller coming up in a matter of mere moments, and Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be with us at the top of hour number 2, 5 o'clock. To be exact, we've got a poll question today at kgymradio.com, courtesy of our friends at Emil's Hideaway. We encourage you to check that out. Emil's Hideaway is located on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. What sports event will keep your interest for the next few weeks/months? Major League Baseball, the NFL Draft, the NBA Playoffs, or the NHL Playoffs? This is the start of a very harrowing time in the world of sports talk radio, because once the Masters hits, then it's slim pickings. You've got the NFL
especially
draft
in our market. Yes,
you've got the NFL draft, which I it holds my attention for about 2 minutes a day. I don't do mock drafts. I don't care where some three-star offensive lineman from Ole Miss goes in the sixth round, even if it's to my favorite team, which happens to be the Packers. I just, the draft is a thing I'll worry about when it's over. Who did my team take? And then and only then do I worry about the draft. The NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, the point being, once the Masters is over, it sort of signals the end of the sports year. You've got spring football. The Hawkeyes had their practice in West Des Moines, at West Des Moines Valley, I should say, last Friday. It's one of the things we're going to be talking with Rob about. Kind of interesting that Tyler Wiegers took all of the snaps, the number one snaps at quarterback. And what does that say about Nathan Stanley and the fact that they played him so much last year? But, and that, of course, being facetious, but they did take his red shirt off. The Bob Miller stuff is interesting, and I'm taking a look at the clock here, and I know we're a little tight for time once we get the big board squeezed in and everything, so we'll go ahead and hold off on that for a few minutes. But we've got Vin Scully, because what better way to kick off this program than to rely on somebody else's voice, a very popular voice. So you're going to get to hear, and this is the first baseball season in how many years? 60-some years that we haven't heard Vin Scully calling a Dodgers game. So Vin Scully was one of the number of people that bid Bob Miller adieu over the weekend as he called his last game. They happened to be playing the Blackhawks at the Staples Center and wound up winning in overtime. So we'll hear him coming up in just a little bit. But first, we have to get you your very first, on this show anyway, big board update. See, some things remain the same. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey said Sunday at the team's year-end awards banquet that other than Dale Jones, no players will be leaving the Hawkeyes this offseason. There had been some rumors surrounding a certain backup point guard. Those rumors seem to be unfounded, at least for the moment. McCaffrey also said a decision will be made soon on his oldest son, Connor, who's committed to play for the Hawkeyes next season but doesn't currently have a scholarship available to him. Connor McCaffrey also happens to be a standout baseball player, so he could play for Rick Heller while walking on to the Hoops team. Speaking of Iowa baseball, they dropped their weekend series at Northwestern after the Wildcats scratched out a 6-5 win yesterday afternoon in Evanston. The Hawkeyes put two runners on in the ninth on back-to-back singles by Robert Newstrom and Tyler Cropley, but that's where the rally ended. The Hawkeyes will host Western Illinois tomorrow at Duane Banks Field, first pitch at 6:05. And the Cedar Rapids Colonels rode a strong start from Alex Schick to a 6-1 win over Beloit yesterday afternoon at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Schick struck out 7 across 7 innings of work. He allowed just 6 hits. Third baseman Travis Blankenhorn hit his second home run of the season on Sunday. The Colonels will face Kane County tonight in Geneva, Illinois. They will return home Thursday to face Wisconsin.
So I missed it yesterday. Did Tyler make any, as he was the on-field announcer, on-field host yesterday?
Tyler, who's Tyler?
I'm sorry to bring that up.
I'm just kidding.
He didn't promise that they were going to win a ring this year or anything?
There were no promises as he made his way out the door. I know that they had, by the way, congratulations going out to the Cedar Rapids Colonels, who had a record opening day crowd on Saturday night. I was not among them. I missed my first opening day in 20-some years in the Midwest League because I was at home with my son. Someone has to watch him, at least for the next several years. They had over 3,000 fans there on what was just an absolutely gorgeous Saturday night in April. Now, a month from now, we could be dealing with snow. That's just the nature of living here. I hope not to. We never used
the snow. I hope we're in the clear.
We didn't use the snowblower once this year. Got very lucky. Now, that being said, we can still get a late snowstorm here or there. Speaking of storms, I know one blew through last night. Holy cow. It was quick, but the house was shaking there from the wind for a while. So the Colonels opened the season at home. Tyler did the on-field on Saturday night, and then yesterday he was there as well. And we had an opportunity, you and I went over across the street to the stadium lounge and hung out with him for a little bit. And he's on his way to bigger and better things. If you're just joining the program, and as I did I not call this? Somebody on the text line wants to know, where Tyler is, and somebody on the text line wants to know where he's going and what he's doing. He's gone, and the announcement was made on Friday. If you missed the program on Friday, he's going to be working at the CBS affiliate in Knoxville, Tennessee, which happens to also be the flagship station for the Tennessee Volunteers. Very similar to working for WHO or one of the big stations here that cover the Hawkeyes or Iowa State. We've got Masters talk to get to coming to bottom of the hour because it's the one day of the year where I tend to watch golf almost from start to finish on TV, and boy, did yesterday not disappoint as Sergio Garcia finally broke through and won a major. Masters talk and a Bob Miller tribute on the way after this.
This Bottom of the Hour Sports Center is brought to you by Linder Tire Service. Ride on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with a set of new tires from Linder Tire.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. Injuries will sideline Cleveland's LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Tristan Thompson tonight in Miami. James strained calf. Irving's got issues with his surgically repaired left knee, and Thompson with a sprained thumb. Kevin Love questionable for the Cavs because of illness. Cleveland and Boston tied for first in the East. The Celtics home to the Nets tonight. Tonight will mark the first time in 109 years that the Cubs will raise a championship World Series banner. Coverage 7 Eastern ESPN Radio exclusively on ESPN and the Watch ESPN app at 8 Eastern. Chris Davis, a two-run shot off Ian Kennedy. A's lead the Royals 2-0 bottom four. Diamondbacks and Giants scoreless bottom third. San Francisco's Buster Posey left in the first inning after being hit in the helmet by a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Tigers defeated the Red Sox 2-1. Two runs, 10 Ks in 7 2/3 for Chris Sale in the loss. Boston putting center fielder Jackie Bradley Jr. with an injured knee on the DL. Michael Pineda took a perfect game into the seventh in the Yankees' 8-1 rout of the Rays. Afterwards, the Yankees announcing catcher Gary Sanchez is out 4 weeks because of strained biceps.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver 5 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring. Because getting the job done matters. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the number one motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one in motorcycle insurance from 2014 Millward Brown National Survey data.
Napa Know-How.
The Napa Bucket is on sale for $2.99. It's engineered from high-quality plastic, and it comes with a metal handle to make it portable. You're probably thinking, that sounds like any old bucket, but it's not, because regular buckets don't get you 20% off almost anything you put in it. So pick up a Napa Bucket today and get 20% off the parts you need. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, minimum 3 items. Some exclusions apply. Offer good while supplies last.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job sites? Oh,
Well, I guess they can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My List that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us, whenever and wherever you want. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Todd Brommelkamp show back with you along with Alex Kuhn, 435, 25 minutes away from talking Hawkeye football and basketball with the one and only Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com will be with us at 6 o'clock tonight as well. And at 5:30, now that Sergio Garcia has finally won a major, and it just so happens that today the Chicago Cubs are scheduled to receive their World Series rings as they open their home portion of the schedule against the Dodgers. 5:30 today, we're going to talk about what we believe and what you believe will be the next great sports story. So get ready to participate in that. The text line is your lifeline to this program, since people nowadays tend to have an aversion to picking up the phone and calling. Everybody except for Sonny.
Sonny in Iowa City does not text. He only calls.
Here's what people may not know. Sonny was with us at Coach's Corner on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and the farewell bash, if you want to call it that, the funeral, as I referred to it last week. Sonny stepped outside of the bar to call in to the APC one last time. He was there. We could have just thrown a headset on him, but he wanted to call into the program one last time.
I also learned something about Sonny, and I probably shouldn't say this too loud because possibly management is listening and I don't want to give them any ideas, but Sonny has a background in radio.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't either, but I kind of figured he does a good job when he calls in. He seems comfortable on the air. Like I said, I should probably stop talking about this at this point. I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but Sonny, I had no idea that he had a radio or a background in radio.
And 0145 is right on the text line. I had forgotten about this. In their infinite wisdom, the Cubs are going to drag this out as long as possible this week. So they are raising the pennant tonight.
They get their rings. Okay.
They get their rings on Wednesday. Probably because David Ross is on Dancing with the Stars tonight. We didn't get
an update, did we?
That lasted 2 weeks on the gym class. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with the, what were they calling it? The Mark is forced to watch Dancing with the Stars.
Except he's not always forced to watch.
Yeah.
He chooses to sometimes.
David Ross is still alive and around on that program, and that's all you need to know about it. I would have thought he would have been gone. Of course, they had Mr. T and Charo and a bunch of other D-list celebrities. So somebody asked, I saw this last week, is David Ross now the most famous backup catcher next to Bob Uecker? Has he surpassed, or at least, I'd say he's got a ways to go, but there's a lot of love out there for a guy who was essentially carrying John Lester's golf clubs.
He has to
be. The last couple years.
Oh, and Cajun Troy, thank you. Troy, the update is tomorrow. Is it on Tuesdays?
Is it? Well, I thought it was tonight because he was looking forward to watching the show.
It was usually a recap.
But tomorrow it's a recap. So many things get previewed on that program and so many things get it recapped. I don't know which way.
It's usually a recap. For Dancing with the Stars, Mark forced to watch Dancing with the Stars, but not always forced.
And speaking of Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, they have a 4-pack of tickets to the Cedar Rapids Colonels all week long. So if you want to get out to the ballpark, I know the Colonels are home on Thursday for a 3-game series with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, which features, we're very excited about this, the first Z102.9 Mug Club night of the year, which will be Friday against the T-Rats. You get your mug with your first beer, and then you pay for refills at a reduced rate the rest of the evening. It's a very nice, the weather should be hopefully fantastic. And you and I were lamenting this earlier because with the road trip and being in Iowa City, selfishly, this makes it a little bit more difficult than Thursday nights to get out to the ballpark. But we want you to stop on out and occasionally our friends will invite us along from Z102.9. So we'll be there and you'll see us and you can hang out and have some beers on Mug Club night. How about that, Jeff Downing? 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, which has been slightly kinder today than I was expecting it to be. Sergio Garcia wins in a playoff at Augusta yesterday, finally wins his elusive major. If you're not a golf fan, I'm not going to hold that against you. I enjoy golfing. I don't like watching it on TV, but there's one day a year where I make an exception to the rule, and that is final round play at the Masters on Sunday. Traditionally, I dial in all day long. Now, yesterday, I went to the Colonels game, but I was upstairs and near a TV, so I was watching the game, and then in between innings, I would go back and pay attention to the TV every 3 minutes, plus I had Twitter to follow along, because God forbid anybody go to a baseball game and not check their phone 40, 50, Impossible. 60 times while you're at the baseball game. It drives me nuts watching on TV nowadays, but it's just the way that we live in. Sergio has been chasing a major title since the PGA Championship in 1999, when there was a guy by the name of Tiger Woods. Maybe you've heard of Tiger, but he sometimes made it difficult for people to win on the PGA Tour way back when. I feel as if when we're talking about Tiger Woods in this day and age, in 2017, I feel as if we're talking about some sort of mythical creature.
Like how people talk about Bo Jackson, almost.
To a certain extent, yes. But Tiger, when he was at the top of his game, and people are talking, is he going to beat, is he going to take down Jack's records, and how good is he going to be, and all of this stuff. And then now in 2017, you're watching this guy with a receding hairline and a broken down back who's going to Barnes & Noble's shilling a book. And you're looking and going, this guy was, yes, he was absolutely fantastic. But Sergio has been chasing this for a long time. And when he missed that putt on 18, when it was him and Rose putted first because he was out, and Rose missed, and Sergio's standing there, and I'm thinking, A, there is no way that I would ever be able to function in that moment with the gallery, the patrons.
The patrons.
I love it. You're not a fan when you go to Augusta. You're a patron with the patrons gathered around and all of the pressure of knowing that you've had five shots at winning a major where you were really, really close. And he hits that, he strikes the ball, and it just trails off to the right. And I'm thinking in that moment, there is no possible way that he wins this in a playoff. No how. If I would have been in Las Vegas and they had opened up playoff odds where you could race to the window and put your money down, I would have thrown a ton of money. A ton of money on Rose at that point.
I thought he was done as well. The thing that I kept coming back to when watching this unfold is I was a little bit conflicted, because I'm not somebody that hates on success. I want to see a guy like Sergio, who has been in the top 10 for so long. He's been one of the world's best golfers for so long and has never been able to get over the hump. I want to see a guy like that succeed. But I kept coming back to Sergio personally. I couldn't kind of separate that. That guy has always rubbed me the wrong way.
You don't like Sergio Garcia?
I do not like Sergio Garcia. Whether okay. It's been his constant whining, saying racial comments about Tiger Woods, or just his 10 minutes in between every shot, he takes 20 minutes to hit the ball. There's just something about that guy, and there always has been, that it completely rubs me the wrong way.
By the way, if you are feeling sorry for Justin Rose today, remember this. He is still ranked in the top 10, and he took home $1,188,000 for finishing second at the Masters.
I'd take that.
This is an honor that we do not bestow lightly to just anyone, and we're not bestowing it to the people who called in to complain about this program being on the air, because they didn't make it onto the air. Sonny in Iowa City, you are the first person to call the new show and actually make it on the air. Thank you very much for continuing to listen. I thought perhaps Friday, when we parted ways, you're going to wash your hands and be done with us, but apparently that isn't the case. What's on your mind? You want to talk a little golf?
Well, I mean, chalk that up on the resume, right? First caller for the new show.
Bullet point material, yes.
I'm honored. I think that the Sergio Tiger relationship it just epitomizes American fandom in a lot of ways for me. That we wanted nothing more than to tear Tiger down at his height, which is such an American thing to do. And then with Sergio, there's a guy that, I mean, very few people like Sergio, and for good reason. I mean, Alex named off a number of the reasons, but even then, the underdog, the guy who hadn't won ever, you want to raise him up on the pedestal. I mean, you root for the underdog. I think that a lot of people were rooting for Sergio over Jason Day in the playoff, and that's how it, or pardon me, Justin Rose in the playoff, and that's how it works for American sports. Another thing, just a note, and Cajun Troy and I had talked about it. I mean, is there a more defining point on the what was always called the violent golf swing of Tiger Woods than the condition that he is in right now? He just looks awful, whereas guys like Ernie Els look like they could play forever. And couple, right? Like, guys that have those sweet, smooth swings look like they can play until they're dead. Not so the case, maybe not with modern golfers.
That's a really good point. I'd throw Jim Furyk in there, too, even though he's got that sort of funky wind up.
Tom Watson as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sonny, we appreciate it as always. Look, what struck me is Sergio Garcia's a guy that people find it really easy to dislike. But look at how many of his fellow competitors came out to watch, not only at 18, but during the playoff. Matt Kuchar being one of them, who I don't know, this was a terrific moment. Maybe you missed it. He aced 16. And then signed the golf ball and handed it to a random fan. It was a small child. I'm sorry. Thank you, Jeff Downing, correcting me on the other side of the glass. A random patron. There should be a jar where we have to put a quarter in every time someone refers to the fans as anything other than patrons.
Don't the networks have to do that?
The networks, see, yeah, they kiss the master's ass so much, because CBS does, because it's such a huge part of their inventory, which they did a fantastic job. Yesterday, I was watching the Phil Mickelson special, which here's my deal with golf. I like Phil Mickelson. So when the whole Tiger-Phil dynamic was going on, I was Team Phil. And I like Phil Mickelson. I follow Zach Johnson because of the local ties. And I'm drawn, for whatever reason, to Jordan Spieth. I think he's young and exciting, and I get interested in golf when Spieth is doing well, which is why I thought going into yesterday Spieth was going to make a run. And now I wonder if that course is not inside his head, specifically hole number 12, because he had his struggles again. But I enjoy watching Spieth. I still enjoy watching Mickelson, and Zach I follow because of the local angle there. So Rose and Garcia, I'm probably not on the edge of my seat if it weren't for the storyline. How's Garcia going to blow this? There were people on the internet just waiting to crying Jordan Sergio Garcia.
I was one of them. I was definitely one of them.
And it didn't come to fruition. I think he broke a lot of hearts yesterday. 319-366 1600. We're going to step aside. We'll talk a little bit more about the Masters coming up in just a bit. When we come back, we will pay tribute to a man that has been on KGYM's airwaves in the past and has been on airwaves for the last 44 years calling Los Angeles Kings hockey. He has stepped down, officially retiring, Bob Miller. He got to call a winner at home for the final time over the weekend, and we'll have a special tribute to him when we come back.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hess. Is your company stuck in the minor leagues? Still using paper files or multiple Excel sheets for HR? The big leaguers at Future Systems can help. With advanced HR, you take control of the HR process. From applicant tracking and onboarding to online benefits management, customized reports, and integrated payroll, it'll change the game for you and your employees. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Tonight?
Get me into a seat.
Dear, I don't know if tonight's...
Buy me a ball and a fitted hat.
You can get a trapper hat for free.
Really?
Yeah, on April 15th.
Take me out April 15th.
Stop!
Okay, but if we don't go... It's a shame. Come on!
All right.
Change up your summer with the Twins on Saturday, April 15th, when the first 10,000 fans get a free fur trapper hat, courtesy of Pepsi. For tickets, visit twinsbaseball.com.
Hi, Patrick Eads, owner of Geary Ford. I may not have the biggest dealership or the largest inventory, but I can promise you a fast, hassle-free experience with the friendliest people around and our best price up front.
On over 100 sale-priced used cars that come with 3 months, 3,000 miles comprehensive warranty, and payments as low as $119 a month with zero down or up to $6,000 off MSRP on new Fusion and Escapes. With more inventory, more financing, and lower rates, you'll drive home in a newer vehicle and have a lower monthly payment than you have now.
Experience the way car buying should be at Geary Ford Iowa City or online at GearyFord.com.
Back with you 10 minutes away from talking Hawkeye football with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn. And as promised, we want to tip our cap to Bob Miller, who is stepping down after 44 years as the voice of the Los Angeles Kings. Bob, for those of you who may not know, is a University of Iowa graduate. He was back about a year, was it a year or 2 years ago? He came back the year after the Kings won the Cup.
That was during the 2015 season.
So two seasons ago. A year and a half ago, call it what it is. He joined us at the Coach's Corner one night and was kind enough to come on the air with us. Just a great gentleman. He suffered a stroke this year, and because of that, he decided to hang it up. He got to call several games down the stretch here, calling it a career over the weekend at the Staples Center on Bob Miller Appreciation Night, a 3-2 winner for the Kings over the Chicago Blackhawks, and they had countless tributes to him, including Don Cherry, Barry Melrose. I laughed because Pat Sajak, for whatever was included, Eric Stonestreet from Modern Family. And then I heard Vin Scully, and I thought, this is the first year that the Dodgers have had their games called by somebody other than Vin Scully, dating back to even when they were still in Brooklyn. And it's baseball season, and how great would it be to hear Vin Scully? And then I listened to this clip, and it is vintage Vin Scully. And I thought people here in Eastern Iowa would enjoy this. So this is courtesy of the Kings Television Network. But Vin Scully bidding a fond farewell to Bob Miller and trying to offer him advice on retirement. Enjoy.
Hey, Bob, this is Vin Scully. First of all, I want to join all the legions of people who are saluting you, as well they should, on your retirement. You have been and will always be remembered as one of the great sports broadcasters, not only in the hockey world either. All of us in all the sports have tremendous respect and admiration for you. I've tried to look up something nice about retirement. After all, I'm starting it myself. And you know, you can go through books and books and books, and you can't find one nice thing to say about retirement. So the first thing I would tell you, and I'm learning myself, don't pick up an article and read about the problems with retirement. Instead, the little bit of advice that I've learned is, first of all, both of us are going to have to try and keep mental development. We can't just let go. And I'm sure you're like I am. You like good books and you like good music. You like good pictures. You like good company and you like good conversation. That's what you need and that's what I need. So you know what? Come to think of it, you're not too far away from where I am. So we're going to have to sit down and meet and talk about this retirement thing, and maybe we can furnish each other a little good company and a little good conversation. God bless, Bob, and you will be sorely missed in the hockey world, but just be around, and we'll all be happy for that.
And I tried in vain to get Vin Scully to record a similar farewell message for Tyler Ryder last weekend, and Vin wouldn't take my phone calls. But I'm glad that we were able to bring that. Just admit it. Admit it on the text line 366-1600. Did your day not get a little bit better hearing Vin Scully?
Mine did. I just remember Bob Miller coming into the coach's corner, and this is a guy who is on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, one of the true legends in the business. And he showed up at coach's corner, and he wanted to come onto our program. And He was excited about it. And not only that, he had his championship rings on. He was letting some of the patrons inside Coach's Corner.
There we go. Everybody's a patron.
Take pictures with the ring on their finger. Not many people would do that. Just one of the most pleasant people that we've had come onto our show.
He is the last of this long line of really accomplished broadcasters to come out of the University of Iowa. Milo Hamilton and Harry Callis are in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Bob Brooks was a fixture on the local scene for decades and decades. And I put Bob Miller in the conversation there as a guy who, maybe if you're not a hockey fan, you don't know who he is. He was in the Mighty Ducks. As a matter of fact, Doc Emmerich, who many people would say is the best hockey guy around nowadays, calling games. Doc Emmerich, in his farewell recorded message to Bob Miller, referenced Mighty Ducks. You will always be the first voice of the Mighty Ducks.
Anybody in my demographic from age 25 to 30 will remember his call when Julie the Cat Gaffney saved Gunnar Stahl's glove side shot in the shootout for Team USA to beat Iceland.
This is going to work out, I have a feeling. Speaking of working out, we need to squeeze in a Midwest One Bank Big Board update before we hit the top of the hour. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be with us next. He's going to talk a little Hawkeye spring football and basketball as well. We'll start with the Iowa basketball team. They held their season-ending awards banquet last night. Fran McCaffrey saying that other than Dale Jones, who has graduated and will play his final year somewhere else, nobody's expected to leave the team this offseason. There were some rumors about a backup point guard possibly leaving. Doesn't seem to be the case. McCaffrey also talked about the decision that his oldest son, Connor, has to make. He says it'll be announced soon. Connor McCaffrey committed to play for the Hawkeyes next year. There's no scholarship available for him. He's also a standout baseball player at Iowa City West. He could play for Rick Heller and walk onto the basketball program, but they have not officially made their plans yet. Speaking of Rick Heller's baseball team, the Hawkeyes fell to Northwestern 6-5 yesterday. That gives the Wildcats the series. Iowa put two runners on in the ninth, back-to-back hits by Robert Nystrom and Tyler Cropley, but that's where the rally ended. The Hawkeyes will be back on the horse tomorrow. They host Western Illinois. No Colonel Rock, though. I don't think he makes road trips at Duane Banks Field. 6:05 first pitch. And the Cedar Rapids Colonels rode a strong start from Alex Schick to a 6-1 win over Beloit yesterday. Travis Blankenhorn hit his second home run of the season. Colonels are on the road tonight, back home Thursday, to take on the Timber Rattlers. Rob Howe next.
Calloused fingers, scraped knuckles. These are signs of hard work, struggle, and victory. The same is true with your engine, but the signs are harder to see. That's why there's Valvoline MaxLife. After 75,000 miles, use Valvoline MaxLife to treat the hidden signs of aging and help maximize the life of your engine. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline MaxLife and a filter for $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're